It is the most mediocre 22-year-old of all time. If this was your child, if you had a 22-year-old kid that was as successful as the one that lives in Frisco, you would just feel that you had failed.
That it was a bad investment.
Yes, that what have I done? What have I done wrong? And that, of course, we're talking about. It seems weird to compare it like that, but think of it. If you are 22 years old or younger, you have no clue that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had success of any kind whatsoever, other than the occasional division title that they have somehow wound up winning. I got curious the other day. We were talking about this, I think it was last week, maybe on game night at some point. When you look at the teams that are in the conference title game, and you start thinking, man, I can't believe it's been 22 years. It was January. Actually, it was, the 95 season, obviously, when the Cowboys won the last conference title and went and beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl. So you look at 22 years ago was the last time the Cowboys played in a conference title game. And we did all that, and we talked about how only Washington and Detroit in the NFC have gone longer without appearing in a conference title game. And then you look at the AFC, and obviously there's teams that haven't done it. Buffalo, Kansas City, Miami, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Houston. And the Dallas Cowboys are a part of that group. If I were to look at any of these other franchises and say, man, who in the last, 20 years or so are the worst franchises in the NFL? Well, you'd probably throw out Buffalo, Cleveland,
Cincinnati. If you mention the Cowboys in that conversation around here, you'll get knifed.
People are like, wait, whoa, that's not true. The Cowboys, they're a good franchise. Historically, yeah. But if you're under the age, if you're 25, 26, when's your sports consciousness hit? Mine's probably about 8 or 9 when I really remember watching Cowboys and can remember some things.
That's why I can't stand the people our age, or I guess I shouldn't say our age, my age, that claim that, yeah, I vividly remember the Cowboys winning, It's like, I really don't think you do.
Yeah, you probably don't. I mean, you got to go back. If you're under the age of 26, 27, unless you have an amazing memory, you have no clue that the Dallas Cowboys were once an annual top franchise in the NFL. And so I started looking at this even more. I was like, a conference title game is one thing, but what about playoff wins? Just success in the playoffs. And this is where it gets really weird to me. So I went back last night and I added up all the playoff victories for every team in the NFL since the Cowboys last went to a conference title game. So the last 22 years, 1996 through now.
Okay.
I think the team that has won the most playoff games is no surprise. Obviously, New England is hands down. It's not even close. They have 29 playoff wins.
Okay. Pretty impressive.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
I would take that. I would swap the Cowboys for that.
Who would you have in a group right around there? And it's, you got it. It's the next closest team has 17 playoff wins.
I don't know, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh has 17.
Okay. What about after that? What's the next number?
Green Bay has 17.
Okay. That was going to be my next guess.
Okay, and then you drop down to 15 and 14 playoff wins. And I guarantee you one of these, the team with the fourth most playoff wins, you'd probably be like, oh, wow, really? They've won a Super Bowl.
Giants?
Not the Giants.
Tell me.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
The Baltimore Ravens, 15 wins. Denver, 14. And then you start looking down here, and I think it's interesting because you mentioned the Giants, they have 10 playoff wins in the last 22 years. But you look at franchises that you forget about that have actually done anything. Jacksonville and Minnesota are great examples of this. We kind of think of them, and you remember Minnesota's playoff losses, but you don't remember them ever winning anything. Both of those teams have 7 playoff wins each in the last 22 years. And we still haven't gotten to the Cowboys. Cowboys have 3. The Dallas Cowboys have 3 playoff wins in 22 years. They won a game in 96. They had the win. What was that? 06, whenever it was. 2009. And then they won one a couple of years ago, obviously, before losing to Detroit in 2014. That's it. And so you look at these franchises, so you say, oh, well, they're not as bad as Buffalo or Cincinnati. And that's fair. But they're down there. Chicago. The Chicago Bears have 3 playoff wins. Houston, who hasn't even existed for half that time, has 3 playoff wins. Washington, Kansas City has 2. one. Washington has two. Four franchises don't have any. Buffalo, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Detroit. So the Cowboys are just a hair better than that.
So they're on the tier above the worst tier, essentially.
And yeah, I mean, it's shocking when you look at that. The last 22 years, the lack of real success, because you can go back and say, well, yeah, but 13-3 last year. And you know, they went 12-4 a couple of times. They've won NFC East title, but they've done nothing. It has amounted to nothing. This is a franchise, when you look at it historically over the last two decades, man, if you do that, if you just take the last 20 years, then you got to drop them down to two playoff wins. They're Chicago. And that's not even fair because the Bears went to a Super Bowl in 06 when they lost to Indianapolis.
So who do you list below the Cowboys? Browns?
Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Detroit, I think for sure.
It's weird, too, that those are all kind of cities that are economically depressed.
I would still put Miami below them. But historically, Miami's got great history. Mm-hmm. They have multiple Super Bowls historically.
Very similar.
Washington has multiple Super Bowls historically. But we haven't seen them do anything since before the Cowboys of the early 90s. Kansas City hasn't done anything in years. I mean, they have, what, one playoff win in the last 22 seasons?
And I guess it kind of asks the question, would you rather be one of these teams that at least they get to a position to where they have something terrible happen in a playoff scenario, or would you just be the Cowboys to where they never get there? I think that there's no question you would rather get embarrassed or have some sort of terrible moment happen to you and just get there at some point as opposed to three times in 22 years. That's just, it's embarrassing, really.
It's shocking for a franchise of this nature because I think if you just went up to any NFL fan and you said, who do you think just of all time, who are the top five franchises of all time in the NFL? I think the Cowboys would be up there. I mean, the Super Bowls count for something. Eight Super Bowl appearances, five Super Bowl titles. But when you look at that and you say, I mean, off the top of my head, I would say Dallas, Pittsburgh, New England, Green Bay, and I'd probably throw San Francisco in there as the top five franchises of all time. And if you want to debate, you know, about possibilities of Denver or the New York Giants or somebody, fine. But the difference is, man, when you look at that, historically New England is relatively new to that because they've accomplished pretty much all of their success in the last 22 years. But Pittsburgh has done it time after time, decade after decade. San Francisco has continued success. Green Bay, we just talked about them. They won the first two Super Bowls. In the last 22 years, they got 17 playoff wins.
Well, and look at it from the bigger pull out a little bit. What is the common denominator? What is the thing that has been constant within the organization within the last 22 years? Because a lot of these franchises, it's not even really fair to compare the old stats compared to the new, what have you, just because you have ownership changes, you have different factors to where they're completely different entities. But the Cowboys have been under the same control for that time. Right. And
they've had, you know, it was Aikman, and then obviously they went through a few quarterbacks, but then it was Romo for a long window.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are not able to get anything done. When I look at this, I would have thought, honestly, I would have put the Chargers below the Cowboys. They have more playoff wins than Dallas does in the last 22 years. The Chargers, what do they ever do? And it's just shocking to me. And I don't know how Jerry Jones continues, and this is part of the conversation of, do you change coaches? Do you keep it the same? What do they do? How do you overcome this malaise and mediocrity of two decades plus, where they're not even an average achiever in the NFL?
Well, really, it speaks to his business genius, because he's spun it
right
to where you wouldn't think, and they still sell out that stadium, and it's still such a marketing hotbed, and they bring in so much money because of the sponsorships, to the point to where winning really doesn't matter. And it crosses that line to where Jerry seems fat and happy, even though the team is a bottom tier member of the NFL for over two decades now.
Yeah.
Two straight decades.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And that's part of the reason why he's a Hall of Famer, not just because of the early success of the franchise when he took it over, but they're relevant. I mean, they are. This year, they played as many national games where they're the only game on TV that they could possibly play. They had multiple games Sunday night. They had a Thursday night game. They still play Thanksgiving. They had the Monday night games. They're often, what was it, I think 13, whatever it was. You take away the night games. I think they only had two noon kickoffs all year. I mean, they're usually featured in that 3 o'clock window. And yet when you, and it's to my point, like I was talking about, if you ask people who are the five most relevant franchises in the NFL, I think the Cowboys are one of them. But the last 22 years, they've done nothing of relevance.
It's shocking. Whenever you put the numbers to it, it really is shocking because that puts it back to where I was 5 years old, I guess, four or 5 years old since they were anything. And that was the tail end of their relevancy, if you even want to look at it that way.
And it's just bizarre when you look at just teams that have figured out, you know, across the landscape, you know, maybe they're not competitive every year. New Orleans is a good example of this. They don't win playoff games every year, but they've got 8 playoff wins in the last 22 years. Now, 3 of them the year they won the Super Bowl, but they win a game, you know, here and there. They're in the playoffs. They're winning games throughout the course of time. The Cowboys just don't.
Well, think about it this way, too, because who are the Cowboys' all-time great players? And it's all from that era, essentially, of whenever they were winning Super Bowls. Who are the all-time great Cowboys over the last 22 years? Romo.
Witten. I mean, would you throw Dez in there? At some point, I thought you would.
History.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware is a good one, yeah. He might be the greatest from this era. I guess my point is that you're starting to slip into that area to where you're the Browns a little bit, where you just, they don't even have a lot of like hallmark great players that you can hang your hat on that you feel bad that they've missed a chance. DeMarcus Ware went and got his somewhere else. Would have liked to have seen him do him here. Witten is the obvious choice there along with Romo, but otherwise you just haven't had a ton of transcendent talents, and you wonder how a franchise like this, a franchise where back before, it wasn't that long ago when the Cowboys would go shopping in free agency, the Cowboys are a destination. The Cowboys are the franchise where guys grow up as Cowboys fans, and they dream on someday I could play for the Cowboys. And whenever they reach free agency, if the Cowboys come calling, that's somewhere. It's not like Tampa Bay comes calling and you look at it and you're kind of like, well, I have no connection to Tampa Bay. I have no interest in playing there. Cleveland, Cincinnati. People want to come to the Cowboys. And in recent history, they've essentially closed the door to free agents and said, we're just not building that way. Even though we might have the inside advantage on some other organizations in getting some of this talent, they say, we're not going to go that way. We're just going to draft guys that have no idea what it's like to play here. And it really hasn't worked.
Yeah, the frustration continues. And obviously it continued this year. No playoff wins. No playoff wins last year. You can look at it and spin it however you want, but that's the reality of it. The Cowboys, 3 playoff wins in the last 22 years. Only 6 franchises in the NFL have fewer playoff wins than the Dallas Cowboys in that same time frame.